Hello. Today the church celebrates the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There's a story that you may have heard before about a man who had significant financial difficulty. He could barely support himself and his family. In despair, he went to his parish church one day to ask God for help. At first, he was a bit anxious and hesitated, but he finally made it through the doors and knelt in the back pew. And he prayed, "God, if you're up there, please, help me win the lottery so I can support my family." He went back every day for months and prayed the same prayer, but nothing happened. Finally, on a Friday, he made his regular visit. He prayed his usual prayer, "God, if you're up there, please help me win the lottery." Much to his amazement, the ceiling opened and a booming voice from heaven answered him, "Okay, fine, but you must at least buy a ticket." How often are we like that? We desire all that God promises, but fail to do our part. Could be that we're lazy. Perhaps we're just too busy with other things. Maybe we're fearful that we will fail in our efforts to cooperate with the will and the grace of God. Perhaps our faith in God and in ourselves is weak. Well, what is God asking of us right now? Has God recently placed something in your heart and mind that needs your attention? Is there a relationship that you need to fix or even end? Is there someone you need to forgive? Is there someone from whom you need to ask for forgiveness? Do you need to renew your commitment to the basics of being Catholic, that is, daily prayer, regular communion and confession, being active in the mission of the Church, and a sincere, ongoing endeavor to know what the Church teaches? God doesn't want our lamps to run out of oil. He wants His light to keep shining in our hearts for our own good and for the good of those around us. But as I've said many times, God never forces His will upon us. He will never force us to fill our lamps and keep them filled. Still, He comes to us each day and offers Himself to us and for us in the Eucharist. He comes to us in the people we encounter daily, those who need our help and those who are trying to help us. He simply asks that we do our part, whatever it may be, and be always ready in the many ways He enters our lives, and be prepared for His final coming at the end of time.